Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I wanted to say something to you that I've announced this before, but I want to reiterate it. I have a book on the Gospel of Matthew, the third year in the cycle of the readings. And the Gospel of Matthew, I did a series of meditations on the Sunday Gospels for this year in the cycle. And the book is entitled Deeper Conversion. If you don't have that book, I really would urge you to go to our website, renewalministries.net, and order that book. What I do is I take the 35 or 36, I'm not sure which, Sundays during the year 2017, where the Gospel of Matthew will be read. It's not every Sunday. It's the Sundays in ordinary time. It's not the Sundays that involve great feasts or the Lenten, the Sundays of Lent. It's not that. It's the ordinary, so to speak, ordinary Sundays in the year 2017. I really would like you to have that book at hand and read one chapter a week. Only every chapter is only two or three pages, but read one chapter a week, meditate on it, either the week before it's the Sunday Gospel or the week between that Sunday Gospel and the next week. You can choose the week, but ponder, meditate on, reflect on that one Gospel passage as the weeks unfold. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, because I want the Word of God to penetrate more deeply into your heart. And I want it to take roots, deep roots, so that it really does bear fruit. So take a look at my book, Deeper Conversion, one chapter a week. It's the Gospels of Matthew for the year 2017. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John Newman. Now, there is another John Newman, but that's Cardinal John Henry Newman from Great Britain. This St. John Newman, and it's spelled differently, this is spelled N-E-U-M-A-N-N. John Henry, Cardinal Newman is N-E-W-M-A-N. So when I refer to both of these, just keep in mind that they're two different people. This is John Newman, who reached the New World in 1836, coming from Bohemia. Came as a looking for what God had for him. He was ordained and he was sent to minister to German immigrants in Western New York State. 4 years later, he joined the Redemptorists in Pittsburgh. John was elected Bishop of Philadelphia in 1852. He took the motto, quote, Passion of Christ, strengthen me. It's a great motto. Do you have a motto in your life? Something that you try to live by? It's actually a very good idea. The bishops do it formally so that it covers all their work. They orient themselves in a particular direction. But you could make a personal motto. You could come up with one. A passage from Scripture is the best. And begin to orient your life. I talked about orienting your life to greater faith. Sometimes a motto, a Scripture passage like this can really help to orient you or reorient you or pull you out of sin or habits or patterns that can decrease faith. So John Newman's motto was Passion of Christ, strengthen me. So it tells us in Magnificat magazine that streams of Irish and German immigrants were entering the city at the time. Streams of them, thousands of them. John patiently suffered the violence of the know-nothings. They were a virulent anti-Catholic nationalists. All the while, he created a system of parochial schools, he wrote a catechism for children, and he established a number of new parishes. He died at the age of 48 in 1860, and he was canonized in 1977. His life was sold out, brothers and sisters. So can your life. Perhaps different directions, perhaps a different state in life. But each of us, whatever our vocation, whatever our call, whatever our work in this life, all of us can be all out for Jesus Christ. He was dealing with thousands upon thousands of people, poor and destitute, many of them, trying to find a home in the new world. Very, very difficult. He poured himself out. O God, who called the Bishop St. John Newman, renowned for his charity and pastoral service, to shepherd your people in America, grant by his intercession that as we foster the Christian education of youth in our country, all of you teachers, all of you administrators, all of you who in any way, CCD teachers, very, very important, all of you teaching the catechism, grant by his intercession that as we foster the Christian education of youth and are strengthened by the witness of brotherly love, we may constantly increase the family of your church. And right now, brothers and sisters, in some parts of this country, the church is hemorrhaging. So many people are leaving the church. Do you understand that? We need to pray, and St. John Newman is one to pray to. Help us by your prayers, St. John, that we may constantly work to increase the family of your church. Really take some time and think about that. And as for John Newman's intercession, we look now to John 3, verses 11 to 21. Beloved, this is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another, unlike Cain, who belonged to the evil one and slaughtered his brother. Why did he slaughter him? Because his own works were evil and those of his brother righteous. Do not be amazed then, brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we've chosen to follow the Lord, because we love our brothers. Whoever does not love remains in death. It's true, brothers and sisters, your body may be living, but your soul is dead when we hold on to unforgiveness. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life remaining in him. We can kill another, not in body, but in spirit, when we refuse to forgive. The way we come to know love, the way we came to know love, was that he laid down his life for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. There's all kinds of ways of doing that. Self-sacrifice. Bringing the gospel. If someone who has worldly means sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? Children, let us love not in word or in speech, but in deed, in truth. Maybe that's what you need to focus on in this year. Now, this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God. If you know that you're carrying unforgiven sin, please get rid of it today. You walk in darkness. You will go off the beaten path, even if you think, oh no, I'm successful, everything is going fine. What matters is your eternal destiny. That will come to be the only thing that matters. Are you following him? Are you turning from the path of destruction? In every way, thought, word, and action. Don't go pointing the fingers at somebody else needs to hear this program. Take a look at yourself first. Sometimes some patterns of sin can be so much part of us, we just think that's who we are. But you're not. You're a child of God, a son or daughter of God. You have infinite dignity. Psalm 100, let all the earth cry out to God with joy. May that be true. The Lord is good, the Lord whose kindness endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. Enter his gates with thanksgiving every day, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. And the gospel for today is John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." He just walked up to people and said, "Follow me." If they were living good lives as they understood it, their hearts would be open to Jesus. How many times does Jesus call us, "Come, come"? And we're so mired in sin, or we're deafened, we're blinded by our own sin, that we can't hear that voice. Pay attention to this. Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Doesn't that sound like us sometimes? Here he's giving them the really good news, and Nathanael's skeptical about it. And Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him. So Nathanael goes, he wants to see this Jesus, and Jesus sees him coming and says, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Jesus knows everything about us, brothers and sisters. Nathanael's stunned, and he says to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under a fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? Just because I saw something that you had no idea I could see, just because I recognized you under a fig tree, do you for that reason believe me? I'm going to give you greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. I'm going to bring you into a place, because you are without guile, you have no deceit in you. I'm going to bring you into a place that you will see what you never thought you could see. I'm going to show you the ways of God. I'm going to give you a glimpse of eternity. I'm going to ask you to suffer for me and for my name. But I will lead you to eternal life." That's what Jesus was going to open for him and show him and explain to him. Brothers and sisters, we need to bring one another to Jesus. We really do. I remember talking to a woman who I invited to church, and she said, "Oh, I can't go." And I said, Why can't you go?" And she said, I've never been in a church. I wouldn't know what to do." I wonder if that keeps some people out of church. "I wouldn't know what to do. I don't want to be seen as odd." Why don't you invite someone to church with you, someone that you know isn't going to church? Invite them. Brothers and sisters, God looks to use you. May you let yourself be used. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.